This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning when we bring Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start with your name, where you're calling from, and then just launch into your good news.
Good morning. It's Karen French from Tomball. And I just wanted to share with you guys that I just love Aaron. He's you got me feeling all mushy and stuff.
Who's Aaron?
Aaron is my husband of 32 years.
And why are you feeling mushy today?
We all talked about George Strait, and we went to see him in Vegas, and I think my song would be carrying his love. You see, you got me out bum-fuzzled. Carrying your love away with me, that's me. Mm-hmm. And then he always reminds me about, write this down and take a little note, just so I don't forget that he loves me. And he's wonderful. He's perfect in every way. A lot of people said we weren't going to make it, and here 32 years later we are.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, fantastic. 32 years. What made you fall in love with Aaron in the first place?
I met him at Taco Bell.
Yes, that's how you know, ma'am. That is how you know.
That should be the start of the love story for Mo, is what it should be. Met him at Taco Bell, yeah.
And he was a Marine. He was a Marine, and I was young, and...
Wow.
We worked together. We actually grew together, and I'm so thankful for him. We just come off a 4-day trip in Arizona, and when you just got love and you've got warrior in your blood and you fight for it, it makes you so much stronger, get through it, and 32 years later, here we are.
Karen and Aaron. I just realized your names rhyme, too.
Oh, but George, there's more to that story.
What?
Oh, well, yes. Tell us real quick. What's the rest of the story, Karen and Aaron?
Okay. His mom is married to my dad.
Okay. Wait a minute. Whoa.
Do the math here for me.
Okay. But did that happen? That happened after you met at a Taco Bell, right?
Yes, we were married 8 years.
Okay, you're okay then. You fell in love first.
You're fine.
All the way around, we would have had a lot of different set of questions. But Karen,
I love this story. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And that's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating that good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
You guys are the greatest. Bye.
You could be our next 610 Amen. Give us a call. 713-881-5500 right here on 100.3 The Bull.
It's actually a pretty simple question. What's the unusual thing that your family always has to do when they get together? That's what we want to know this morning. 713-881-5500. I was just thinking, are you like a run family? Do you run 5Ks together?
What? This is a thing when you're dating.
It's like you got
to
know. Like, what's your family? What's your family
into?
That's a good point.
So this weekend, I had the first ever Peeps running with my peeps 5K, 10K.
Like you're peeps, like the little, the candy? Oh my goodness, that's adorable.
As a matter of fact, I have a great picture of me and the peeps mascot together. So we did the first
you're
ever
my worst nightmare.
Running with my peeps.
Do y'all play games too, board games?
Oh yeah.
Of course.
Of course we do.
Wow.
We're a card family.
I just get to think about it. You're
cards?
A card family?
Like when I see my parents
games?
And stuff.
Like card games? What do you play?
We played something called like Five Crowns or something.
Mm.
Yeah, they always have a new game. That's kind of their thing. Oh. It's like, we're into this one now.
When I married into Deanna's family,
they
had something
do?
Called Joe Wimsett's Crazy Card Game.
Who's Joe?
And
is that
like,
an uncle?
What is that? It was like a friend of her dad.
Stop.
That invented
what?
Like this game that they play, and I had to learn it to be part of the tribe.
Wow.
So I want to know, what's a weird thing that you do when your family gets together? 713-881-5500. Mo, what's yours? I mean, you all were together all weekend with family, right?
We just, I don't know, drink bourbon, smoke cigars, and shotguns and stuff.
Oh my goodness, I want to be in your family.
It just seems fairly normal.
I play card games.
I don't like games at all.
You're not a board game person?
No.
When's the last time you played a board game?
I couldn't tell you. When I was a child.
Okay, we're inviting you over to the house for board game night.
I would be the one that would be making drinks or something, because I just can't sit still and focus on that kind of stuff. It doesn't do it for me. It's a game. It's a child game.
So what's Eric, if it's not your parents, like what's the thing that you do with the kids?
Well, actually, this weekend I got Ford into recording music for the first time ever.
Oh.
He's 5 years old.
I was going to ask. He's five.
My little boy is 5 years old. He my music.
Oh.
So I'm recording original music at home. You don't want to hear it.
That's a whole different topic. But you got Ford into it. That's what we're talking about.
But he said, can I listen? And aww. I had him put the headphones on, and he was blown away by hearing his dad's music through headphones. And I go, hey, you want to be on the song? And so I turned the microphone on, and we just had a cute conversation, and he's like on my song now.
Yeah. That's cute.
And he is hooked. He's like, I want to learn drums. I want to learn piano. I want to be in a band with you, Daddy. This is going to be the best.
And you
so
are
music
cool
might
it?
Be our thing. Yeah, yeah. I hope so.
I
That's
know.
Cool. That's yeah. actually kind of cool. We want to know, though, what's the weird thing that you do as a family? 713-881-5500. You can join the conversation, and I guarantee you, you don't have a picture with your family.
Peeps, I can't.
And the Peeps mascot, okay?
George is a 5K family.
By the way, everybody who finished the run got a package of Peeps.
No!
Yes, it's true. It's true. What's your family do? 713-881-5500. You can join our conversation now on The Bull. We are talking about weird things that your family do when they, your family does.
When they get together.
When they get together. Weird things your family does when they get together.
It sounds weird though now.
It does, right? I was like, what is it?
The grammar police are about to call.
Let me try this. What's the weird thing your family does when they get together? We were talking about getting together. You have the 5K families. You have the board game families, which of which we're kind of both. And Mo, you were just talking about your daughter, Sailor, is three.
Yeah, she likes to sing. So I'm thinking about sending her over to live with Eric.
Oh, she can join our band.
Yeah, because his family sings when they're together.
Yeah, Eric's five-year-old joined him on a song.
We're not a singing family.
But
Sailor's a singer.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and she's been requesting the national anthem anytime we're in the car.
What? Like, just to sing the national anthem?
Like, can you please go back to requesting Baby Shark? Because the national anthem is nonstop.
And you have to hold your hand over your heart the whole time.
And stand up.
Take
and
your
if
hat
we're home,
off. Yeah.
She makes you turn off the lights. And at the end, okay, so she's obsessed because we watch rodeo, right?
Yeah.
At home or at rodeo. And so she watches and she's at the end of it, at the home of the brave, and she says, and now the airplanes fly over. And then my husband has trained her now to say, play ball at the end. So after the airplanes fly over, she says,
right after
play
the airplane.
Ball!
Oh my goodness.
So she
also, during the rodeo season here in Houston, what else did she learn? First of all, I got to tell you this because I saw the, your mom was telling me about the video that she shot.
Oh, yes.
Mo's mom bought Sailor, who's three, a microphone.
Yes. It's
a
real blessing.
Like her own microphone.
We're so grateful for grandparents, aren't we? And so while she's brainwashed watching a Rodeo Houston every night, she goes, hello, Houston.
Oh my
like
goodness.
Bob Tallman. I know she does.
Bob Tallman would be so proud.
I sent him the video.
Did you?
Oh, you did?
Did you send him the video?
Yes, he said she was going to take his job.
He's the announcer at rodeo. And she does it really well.
Yeah, so Eric, she's all yours.
Yeah, so there you go.
I'll take her.
I don't know how to deal with this.
You don't deserve her.
<I know. laughs>
The weird things that your family, they do
does.
When they get together.
Do.
They does?
They do. No.
They does? It's the Morning Bullpen. All right, we need some suggestions this morning on what Mo should sing about on the 10-minute tune. All right, if you have something you think that she could handle, maybe she could turn into a song. You know how it works. Give 10 minutes. Mo writes a song, comes back and performs it all right here on the Morning Bullpen Show. You remember what she did last time.
I wish I had Whataburger, French fries, Chick-fil-A, nugget ice, a Mexican pizza or Five Guys. Wish I had some chips and some dip and a sip of Mickey D's. Supersized. I wish I had Raisin Cane chicken. Oh, and did I mention Sonic onion rings from the kitchen? Give me Shipley's, yes, please. Sweet tea, Checkers. Now that's living.
All right, so that's what she did last time. What should she do this time on the 10-minute tune? This is where your help comes in. Eric, what is it you always say?
The weirder, the better is what I always say.
Yep.
Try to throw her off her game. 713-881-5500. Any topic under the sun for Mo's 10-minute tune on 100.3 The Bull. It's time for the 10-minute tune. You know how this works. You call and give us suggestions on things that Mo should sing about. And if she likes it, she's going to have 10 minutes to head out into the hallway, write a song, and come back and perform it. But it all starts with your suggestions.
Macy is on the phone to start us off this morning in League City. Macy, what do you think Mo should sing about on our 10-minute tune today?
I think Mo should sing about Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Wow, Macy, you know me so well.
She is the nerdy one on the show. You do know that, Macy.
Yeah, she is.
100%.
Yes, Mo, what do you think?
One of my favorite movies, but I don't know.
But I wouldn't get it. Okay, I wouldn't understand it.
Yeah, Eric wouldn't get it if I sing about it, so I don't want to be like too insider.
I don't really watch movies.
That's true. Right. We wouldn't want to hurt his feelings.
True. Macy, thank you so much for the suggestion. Let's go to
Macy.
Let's go to Ashley.
Hey.
Let's go to Ashley in Spring. Ashley, what do you think Mo should sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
I think she should sing about potatoes.
Oh, potatoes. I like it.
Did you miss my full week of potato songs?
No, see, that's the thing. I think she should sing about how awful they are.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Okay. That'd be rough.
All right, I'm going to write that one down, Ashley.
Thank you for the suggestion.
Have a good day, guys.
John's on the phone in Spring. Hey, John, what do you think I should sing about?
I think you should sing about baby smells, Mo.
Uh-oh.
Baby smells? Like poopy diapers?
Well, you ever been in a grocery line or somewhere out in public and you're with a toddler and they do something and it sounds kind of loud and they leave a smell?
Oh.
And you have to sell them out. You don't want people thinking that it's you.
Okay, John, as much as we would love to do your song, our boss has told us that Mo can't sing about poop humor anymore.
Yeah,
right, that's right. No more,
denied.
No more about that.
She loved the poop songs, okay, and our boss called and said no more.
Thank you, John.
Well, maybe next time.
Next time.
She does it every day at 7:30.
Yes. That's right. Mo's 10-minute tune. What should she sing about today? Suzette is in Sweeney. Suzette, good morning. What do you think Mo should sing about today?
Well, I've been loving everything that's been going on with the biscuit, with the brisket bracket.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I'm tongue-tied when I say that. But I think Mo should sing about that.
Oh, sing about the brisket bracket?
Yes.
I mean, I know a thing or two about meat, sister.
I cannot confirm nor deny that.
Good.
So what do you think? How should she sing about the brisket bracket? Maybe she puts all of the restaurants in one song.
Yes, that would be perfect because that way we know where to go.
Oh, gosh.
So you
shout out.
A little handy guide, if you will.
Like
not to infringe on your creative process,
no,
Mo.
But you did.
What do you think, Mo?
I think we have to do it.
I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you, Suzette. She is going to choose you today. So we got 10 minutes on the clock. Get out of here, Mo. You got to go right.
Peace out.
Let's see what she comes up with when we come back on the 10-minute tune, 100.3 The Bull. Three, The Bull, Morning Bullpen. Don't forget, 8:20, your chance to take $100 right out of George's wallet. It's George Knows Country at 8:20. But first, Tina is on the phone. Tina, what were you saying about today's 10-minute tune?
She missed April Fool's Day. That's today.
Oh gosh, we didn't think about that, it being April Fool's Day.
You could do all the tricks you could do for April Fool's.
Dang it, man, I wish we'd thought of that.
Yeah, wow.
I wish we'd thought of that. Mo's back in the studio with getting ready for Mo's Mo's 10-minute tune here. And let's see, Suzette, you had the suggestion of what Mo should sing about today.
Well, I've been loving everything that's been going on with the biscuit, with the brisket bracket.
Uh-huh.
Tongue-tied when I say that. but I think Mo should sing about that.
Okay, all right, Mo.
Yes.
You were out creating this song.
It was so easy. It just came to me so fast.
Really?
This is like the easiest thing I do all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What we're doing.
That's amazing. You really are a talent.
I have a lot of talent.
We're really blessed to have you.
You're welcome.
Okay, all right. And, sorry.
I'm ready to sing, George.
Yeah, I know you're ready to sing, but I'm not ready for you to sing
that's okay.
yet. So.
Yes, I love brisket bracket as well, so it just came so easily.
Okay, so.
And I have like a natural flow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we tasked you to rap about all of the different restaurants that are part of this year's brisket bracket.
Yes, and I decided to rap because that's what I do best.
In the style of?
Snoop.
Okay.
D-O-double-G. Drop it like it's hot.
All right.
Oh!
Obviously.
Bucks Barbecue, Brooks Place LLC, and Pit Room, J Bar M, Brett's and Coops, Blowin' Smoke and Driftwood, The Truth, Central Texas BBQ, The Box, Rogel's, and Corkscrew, Pinkerton's, and The Tin Roof, that's the best we found in HOU. Brisket Bracket, barbecue sauce, that's a Texas barbecue sauce. We got the best, it's barbecue sauce. From Kim up to Conroe, yeah, the search is on, yo. 16 teams, but we got the number one, yo.
Oh, wow, Mo, was impressive.
You must be exhausted.
That was impressive stuff right there.
That's why I do it every day.
I was going to say, you do it every day, right, so I know you're like, used to it, and you're used to all the accolades that you get,
right.
But wow.
Save your accolades.
Wow. 10-minute tune.
Thanks, y'all.
Pretty impressive.
And you can listen to that when you're thinking about brisket, and you want to know where you want to try.
Yes, and you can get that on themorningbullpen.com.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to post it on a podcast.
Yes.
So you can listen over and over
again. Post that up, will you?
Yeah, yes. let me get ahead on that as well.
Yeah, get on that. Would you do that? What did you think of Mo's 10-minute tune for
today?
Let
me know. Tell me I'm great.
She does it every day.
7-1-3-8-1-5500.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, on Friday, unfortunately, our Cougs lost in the Sweet 16. Oh, that was a tough one. Well, and for the way they lost, losing the guy to injury, it's just like Coach Sampson said, it wasn't a fair fight after that. But anyway, so everybody's done with their brackets in basketball, but the brisket bracket continues because we right now are already in the I'll eat eight.
Instead of what? What is it in basketball?
It's Elite Eight.
Elite Eight. And so we're in the I'll Eat Eight. Looking for the best brisket in the entire Houston area. Over 700 nominations. We found the top 16 teams. And now we're down to today's fight was between Cats and Old Bucks. And this happened over the weekend. So we have the results.
The voting has already closed on that. By the way, one of the biggest weekend for voting we've ever had.
Dang, yes.
Especially that fight versus Cats and Old Bucks. Yeah. Both have a really, really strong fan base. I can honestly say that it was the most voted on matchup of the year so far.
Oh, y'all have to feel good about that.
Yeah. So,
okay.
So it's an honor either way that so many people showed up to vote. Mm-hmm. But in the end, when you combine Facebook and Instagram, mm-hmm. which were split, Old Bucks took it.
Really?
Oh, really? Yes. Old Bucks. Okay.
Dang.
Okay. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay. And now we're down to Coops and Blowin' Smoke. Okay. So it's Coops.
That was our other I'll Eat Eight matchup.
Exactly. We're doing two a day still at this point. Coops Barbecue Kitchen and Catering versus Blowin' Smoke. Let me get it right. Blowin' Smoke Texas Barbecue Co.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You. Exactly.
And, man, the little guy, Blowin' Smoke, just keeps on upsetting.
Yes.
No
in the I'll
way.
Eat Eight.
He started this thing back in 2021. It's veteran-owned. It's just an upstart. He did it all on his own grit.
Very nice.
And he is moving on once again. So now Old Bucks will take on Blowin' Smoke.
So we have Old Bucks and Blowin' Smoke that advance to the final fork.
Yep.
Instead of the final four. The final fork. Okay. So they advance on. And what's today's matchups in the brisket bracket?
All right. If you love any of these restaurants, make sure you go to The Bull Houston on Instagram or Facebook and vote in the stories. Click on our little picture. It's the round circle with our logo. And that's where you can vote for either Driftwood or The Box Bakery and Kitchen.
Okay.
You had The Box recently.
I did. Went down and visited them. Yeah, mm-hmm. which really
your
cool.
votes don't matter though, George.
No. I don't get to you vote, but I just wanted to go out and try it. Yeah, so
this one's going to be tough.
What?
This one's going to be
What's
really tough
one?
For me. This is probably the toughest one of the year for me.
Uh-huh.
It's Brett's versus Corkscrew.
Oh, shoot. Ooh. Brett's is the one that's like in your neighborhood.
Yeah, Brett's is my local place where I go.
Again, you don't get to vote.
Oh, I know. Dang. And Corkscrew's the second place one from last year that we're all obsessed with, right?
Yeah, our reserve. Corkscrew was our reserve grand champion from last year. So, yeah.
And I would say Corkscrew's got a good shot this year because our grand champion actually got knocked out first round
this
upsets.
Year. We've had a lot. It's just like college basketball. A lot of
March.
Upsets going on.
So much madness. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this.
All right. It's a brisket bracket, and the voting again goes on today. Go to The Bull Houston on Facebook or Instagram and click on the button there. Okay. So click on the profile picture button. That's our stories, and that's where you vote. Voting for 24 hours. It closes tomorrow morning at 7:30 from The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge George for his money, 'cause George knows country.
Chelsea is on the phone in Cyprus, and she is ready to take $100 from George, and here's how you get it.
Chelsea, we got a $100 bill right out of George's fanny pack, and it's going to be yours, but you've got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country music related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to George, and why is that, Chelsea?
Because it's George's money.
That's right, it is. Now tell George to get out of here, and we'll get the game started.
George, get out of there.
Good luck, Chelsea.
Bye now.
Thank you.
All right, Chelsea, your five country-related trivia questions start right now.
Question number one, Chelsea. This country star went from Rodeo Houston to Australia and drank her first shoey. That's a beer from a shoe. Can you name her?
Lainey Wilson.
Question number two. Hillary Scott is celebrating her 38th birthday today. What band is Hillary Scott a part of?
Lady A.
Question number three. Dylan Carmichael has two famous uncles that were 90s country stars. Can you name either one of them?
I'll say, nope, I absolutely cannot.
I love it, I love it.
Okay, you want to say pass?
I'll say Brooks and Dunn for just the heck of it.
Yes, I appreciate that. Question number four. This is not pretty because it took her months to do it. But can you name the new country star that just broke into the top 20 with her latest song?
Oh, my Lanta. I don't know her name. I don't know it. I'll pass.
You see okay. Her face, right?
I do. And I've done my music thing in the icon. It's a pretty face. I can't.
All right.
It's fine. It's fine.
That's
question
okay.
Number five, girlfriend. Maybe this will make you feel like a brand new man. Name the country duo playing a concert in Austin to raise money for the University of Texas football team.
Oh, that's Brooks and Dunn.
Very nice, Chelsea.
All right. Chelsea. Let's get George back in here.
What's up?
How'd she do?
All right. How did she do, Mo?
It looks like she got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay,
very
not
nice,
too bad.
Chelsea.
Not okay. Too bad.
All right.
How you feeling, George?
On a Monday? Okay, I think I can take this. Let's go.
All right. Let's do it. Question number one. This country star went from Rodeo Houston to Australia and drank her first shoey, which is a beer from a shoe. Can you name her?
Went from Rodeo to Australia. Well, there were only two females at Rodeo.
That's true.
I'm going to guess Lainey Wilson.
That is correct, George.
Yes. Oh, okay, good. Wilson. Yeah, all right, good.
So you're tied at one. Yeah. She got that right, mm-hmm. Tied at one.
Okay.
Question number two. Hillary Scott is celebrating her 38th birthday today. What band is Hillary Scott a part of?
Oh, I know this one because I got to stand next to her at 10-Man Jam and she looked in my eyes.
Oh, wow.
Lady A is the band. Lady
Very
A.
Very nice.
2-2.
Okay, here we go. Question number three. Dylan Carmichael. He has two very famous uncles that were 90s country stars. George, can you name either one of them?
Ooh, you always do like the new country artists. I don't know them. Dylan Carmen. Oh, you know what? I think I do remember. Wasn't one of his uncles in Montgomery Gentry, like Eddie Montgomery was his uncle?
That is correct.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I pulled that one out. I don't know where.
All right. 3-2. Now George is starting to win.
This is not pretty, question number four, because it took her months to do it. But can you name the new country star that just broke into the top 20 with her latest song?
I hate these new country questions.
You can pass if you need to, George.
I don't know. Pass.
Okay.
Chelsea passed as well, so it's still 3-2.
Yeah, the answer is Megan Maroney.
Ooh, I love her.
Yes.
I do love her.
Chelsea
I
does, just, too. Yeah, she pictured her but couldn't think of her name. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Question number five. This will make you feel better, or this will make you feel like a brand new man. Name the country duo playing a concert in Austin to raise money for the University of Texas football team.
Oh, I saw this. It's Brooks and Dunn.
That's correct.
They're raising money to pay the players. Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Chelsea, he got 4 and you got 3.
Yes. Yes.
So George protected the money in his fanny pack.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
George always celebrating a lot. Always. After these wins.
So Chelsea, you know what you gotta say.
This is Chelsea in Cyprus, and George knows country.
Damn, betcha I do.
He does. And you can take his $100 tomorrow, 8:20, on George Knows Country on 100.3 The Bull.
For all of us,
us here in the studio, who do you think would be the one to be the stereotypical Easter parent over the weekend? My money was not on Mo, but that's where we are.
Stop it. I love a holiday.
I saw the pictures of you and the family
yes,
in the blue bonnets.
We did it. We were not the side of the road. We were not on the side of 290 causing
traffic. Thank you. I was just going to say, were you stopping traffic?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay, where did you go? Can you give me a tip on where the best blue bonnets are?
I mean, you have to go westward, right?
Okay.
And Chapel Hill is where we were at my husband's family's house. And so that's where we go every year for Easter. And it's perfect. I learned a lot about these flowers. Obviously, we know that blue bonnets are blue bonnets. But when you have a toddler, they ask a lot of questions. So I found out the orange ones are the Indian paintbrush. And I think it was like a whitest pink called the buttercup. So now I know everything.
Wow.
I learned a lot.
Look at that. Right there, ladies
and
gentlemen.
I'm telling you, kids. What's this?
By the way, the cutest picture was of Briggs. That looked like you all just left him in the middle of the field.
Yeah, figure it out, dude.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Why is he not growing into his head yet?
Nope. Mm-hmm. He's got a big brain, just like his mama.
There's a picture of you holding him, and it looks like he's weighing you down with his head.
Do you remember when he was born, and they were like, something's wrong with him? He has a big head. I'm like, I'm telling you, so do I.
He has a big head.
It's huge.
Very cute pictures over the Easter weekend.
Sweet baby.
Eric with a K sang all weekend, evidently.
I did. I was at church for 7 hours straight. Wow. Yes, thank you.
Good.
Do I get into heaven now? Have I done it yet?
Did you get in by works? I'm not sure you
works.
Yeah. I don't. The hours put in, I don't think that comes into play.
He ain't keeping track.
So. Oh, dang it. But I did have fun. It was a blast. I got to sing a pop song.
Oh, really?
To start the church service so people who don't come to church a lot might feel more comfortable being introduced to church in more of a secular, fun way.
Okay.
And so I got to sing and dance around.
A big Easter egg hunt afterwards with your family?
Yeah. So the way our church works is they just lay them all out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then kids just attack them, kind of like if you were to throw birdseed out and pigeons just collect on them. That's exactly what happens. They go, and all the kids just scramble. And then they take them and weigh them. Mm-hmm. So then they trade in those egg dollars for prizes.
So it's like the Chuck E. Cheese where you win the tickets and then you go up and exchange them for prizes.
Yep,
so.
That's exactly right. It was a lot of fun, but it's hilarious to watch a bunch of toddlers just go.
My Easter was full of helicopters. I'm fascinated by the churches that drop their Easter eggs from helicopters.
I don't get it.
I have questions.
There was a church in League City, and I'll look up the name here while we're talking, but there was a church in League City that evidently dropped their Easter eggs from a helicopter.
I get the thrill factor. That's pretty cool.
And I'm taken by it. I want to be part of this next year. City Mark Church in League City.
Okay.
They evidently take over like the high school football field. They cordon it off and they have a helicopter fly over and it drops all the eggs on the field.
I love it.
But how do they keep them from popping open? See, I have all these technical questions.
Yeah, I didn't do well in physics.
Because if they drop the eggs out and the eggs pop open, that's no fun for the kiddos. But if they glue them shut or they tape them shut, then it's hard for the kids to get inside. So maybe somebody in League City is listening this morning and they can tell me how that works.
Please.
That is weird.
We went to a sunrise service yesterday for Easter, and it also involved a helicopter.
Really?
Oh, wow.
But it was a police helicopter.
Not at the church, though,
so
right?
We're there praising the Lord, and they have two police helicopters like that circling around the area. So
George lives inside the loop.
He's like, ooh, eggs! Oh, no, just murder.
Yeah, you missed the point Mo made. I live inside the loop. Just so you know.
Just another day.
It's Easter Monday here on the Morning Bullpen. It's also Egg Salad Day. Get it? After you have all the dyed eggs, you make egg salad.
No, I don't get
and
it.
It's egg salad day.
No, I don't get it.
Tell us. That's
what I'm going to have for lunch today is egg salad.
George.
We are talking Easter.
And Tell me your dad without telling me your dad.
Not even a dad.
We were talking about Easter, and I said that I am taken. I am fascinated. Mm-hmm. I want to know more about the church in League City that was dropping Easter eggs out of a helicopter.
Yeah.
Just so happens that Danielle, who loves our show, Also loves the Lord and the church in League City.
Hey, Mama!
Hi!
Were you there? Do you go to that church?
I do. So I don't go to that church anymore, but I still visit the Easter Drop because it's so famous.
Oh my goodness, it's famous.
So, tell me about it. They actually fly a helicopter over the local high school football field, right?
So I am going to disappoint you guys. This year they did not do the eggs. They just dropped candy.
Logistics.
And we were all bummed. And so, of course, I asked the main director of everything, and she goes, well, we're adding on to the church, and so it's costing us a fortune, so we did not do 30,000 eggs this time.
We get it.
I understand that. You got to add to the church.
But the first year they ever did it, they dropped 30,000 eggs from a helicopter, and it looked like it was raining Skittles. It was awesome.
I bet. I mean, honestly,
cool.
I told you, Danielle, I was taken with it. I was just like, I want to be part of this. I want to go do the egg drop thing.
And then what happens? The kids just pounce on them?
So they have the helicopter go in different areas, so it's an age group.
Oh, cute.
And you're wondering if the eggs bust open.
Yes.
Some of them do, but they have volunteers that tape all 30,000 of those eggs.
They were taped, y'all.
What? This sounds like a wild misuse of resources.
No, these are volunteers.
They use all the high school kids and the middle school kids to do it.
Hours. Yes.
Eric, I think you're dismissing it here because this is an important work of the Lord here.
Exactly.
Some people go to the Middle East, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're taping eggs together.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
This is bringing more people to their church on Easter, okay?
We're talking about it right now. Good point.
Danielle doesn't even go there anymore, but she goes back for the Easter
drop.
So. Danielle, thank you for clearing that up for us this morning.
Happy
we appreciate
Easter.
It.
You're so welcome. Okay. Y'all have a good one.
Okay.
Bye.
Happy Easter Monday again, or Egg Salad Day, as I mentioned earlier. So all of my questions answered right there on this Easter Monday with the Morning Bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.